This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Just about all of Colorado is in a moderate drought or worse. Denver, Moffitt, and Alamosa counties are some areas in extreme drought. Federal drought and snow data shows the statewide snowpack has seen some improvement from last week. The snow that collects on the ground and in the mountains is now at 77% of what is normal for this time of year. Last week, it was less than 50%. The Denver School Board voted Thursday to extend Superintendent Alex Marrero's 2-year contract to 4 years. The board praised him for strong leadership, his 100-day listening tour, and soliciting student input. Board leaders said the district needs a strong superintendent to lead the district out of the pandemic. Board member Tay Anderson read the resolution extending Marrero's contract.
Whereas the Board of Education believes that it is paramount for the Denver Public Schools to have a superintendent that provides both stability and continuity.
Marrero started the job in July. Teachers who teach in rural Colorado or in hard-to-fill positions are now eligible to get up to $5,000 annually from the state. The program is aimed at addressing the state's educator shortage in areas like math, special education, world languages, early childhood education, and the English language. There are currently more than 1,000 open teaching positions across the state. Small rural school districts have the highest percentage of unfilled teaching positions. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us today. Science Friday is kicking off in just a few minutes, and we are finally seeing some of that late fall, almost winter weather in Colorado. So bundle up.